Welcome back to the Roundtable. This Father's Day-themed listener essay by Lori Mackey is entitled The Altar.
A giant picnic table in our backyard hosted holiday picnics, summer birthday celebrations, and neighborhood parties. When our beach neighborhood on Long Island Sound swelled with summer vacation kids, that table was the meetup spot for every kid on our dead-end street. It was where we hatched our plans for the day. Some days it was a stage. Some days we draped it and made a fort. And we always sat there eating the drippy popsicles Mom wouldn't let us eat in the house. We assembled kites on it and made boats for sailing in the tidal creek behind our house. It was home base for every evening game we played. Hide and seek, kick the can, until the street light went on and it was time to go in. Dad gutted fish on it and varnished projects on it. Every day we fed ducks who boldly came like invited guests, knowing there would always be scraps thrown their way from the table. My dad made that table. Dad was good with his hands. He could make anything just from looking at it. With his flat carpenter's pencil, he'd sketch an idea on a brown paper bag. He spent lots of time in his detached dirt floor garage bringing those sketches to life. We called it a garage, but it never housed a car. Dad was a collector, so there was never any hope of getting a car in there. It was filled floor to ceiling with scrap lumber, half-used paint cans, a table saw, enough tools for 12 men, and lots of stuff that Dad called antiques. Although it fascinated me, you didn't go in unless you were invited. It always smelled like fresh sawdust, paint thinner, and stale beer. Some amazing woodworking came out of that garage. Yard swings, Adirondack chairs, doghouses, end tables. A playhouse as large as a good-sized bedroom was conceived there. My dad made everything bigger than it needed to be, and more embellished than my mom wanted. He did great projects for the neighbors and summer cottage owners from that garage and got lots of praise. They called him the Mayor of Blair Street. Mom always complained that he never finished anything in our house, pointing to that piece of molding temporarily tacked up under our kitchen window for years, a single nail sticking out of it, waiting to be stained and securely nailed in place. Dad would tease, "If you stood on the corner of Fairfield and Main, you wouldn't see it." After a while, we didn't see those things. Out of all the things Dad made in his garage, that enormous picnic table he made for family gatherings was the centerpiece of our yard. It was constructed of real 1x6s and 2x4s. Nothing special, but functional, painted with white legs and dark green paint on the surface. It had two long detached benches. They all got annual repairs and a fresh coat of paint. You could fit 14 people around that table, 16 if folks sat on the ends. In good weather, our family of seven always ate supper at that table and had plenty of room for the guests Dad was always prepared for. Every weekend, he dragged out and set up our 37 lawn chairs, most of which he recycled with mismatched webbing. He said, "You never know who might stop by." It was the kind of neighborhood we had. Mom would say, "Who do you think is coming, the Queen of England and her entourage?" When I was home from college one summer, the table became an altar. Father Douglas, whose family owned a summer home on our street, returned home from serving in Vietnam as an army chaplain. He set up for mass in our backyard on the picnic table. It took two huge white sheets to cover it. His nephew Barry served as his altar boy, wearing vestments over his bathing suit and sandals. My dad's lawn chairs came in handy when the entire neighborhood showed up the first Sunday. Someone even threw money into the basket my dad put out for donuts after church. I moved away from home. The table aged, my dad aged, and at some point he stopped repairing it. It was replaced by one of those new flimsy resin ones that we never seemed to use. We all couldn't fit around it anyway. Dad was never good at telling us he loved us when I was growing up, but he showed us with all he created for us, like that table. Actually, that table had become an altar in our lives, in my life. I learned about the priesthood of everyday life through the spiritual practices of family suppers, imaginative play, listening and laughter, hard work, and an appreciation of simple things. Simple things that became sacred things in my life. Thank you, Dad. You fed my body, mind, and soul from that table.
Lori Mackey is an aspiring writer, passionate gardener, personal mentor, and an adoring nana to her four amazing grandkids. She works as a writer and graphic designer for the Sage Colleges in Troy. She lives in Brunswick, New York with her husband Tim and their black lab puppy, Pepper. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.